The Herald of Christ's Kingdom. July-August 2024. The theme of this issue is Nearing the Close. In the beginning. The harvest of the gospel age is the ending period of this age. This is apparent from Matthew 13:39, where Jesus defined the harvest as the centelia, or ending period, of the Ionos, the age. We have been in this ending period for 150 years since the return of Christ in 1874. This is longer than any supposed would be the case early in the harvest. However, it seems apparent that we are now approaching the closing portion of this period. This issue begins with an article about consecration. This is a vital subject at the heart of a Christian's life, commitment, and heavenly hopes. The door to the heavenly calling remains open. But, with the advance of years, it is propitious for every sincere heart of faith, not yet committed, to enter soon. The second article is about character, critical for Christian development. This article draws from an example in the Old Testament, Judah, the fourth son of Jacob by Leah, who was destined to be the source of Israel's later kingly authority. This article is an engaging look at the development of character that led to this kind of blessing from God. We see in the kingly line of Israel something prophetic about Christ and the church. The third article focuses on Jesus himself, noting the days and times involved in his sacrifice and how these relate to the blessings of Jewish and Gentile believers who would follow in the path of Christ. The last four articles consider Israel in prophecy, tracing the prophetic vision of Israel's preparation for service in the opening of the kingdom of Christ near at hand. An article on Micah 5 traces a rapid overview of more than 2,500 years from the fall of Zedekiah to modern times. Another on Zechariah 12 is more specific to four conflicts experienced by Israel that lead to the introduction of the kingdom. The article Recovery in Three Phases looks at three broad experiences of Israel from 1948 forward: war with their Arab neighbors, then negotiating peace with the same, then recovering portions of the Promised Land not yet fully annexed by Israel. Finally, we consider Ezekiel 38, the last conflict yet pending, that will introduce the Blessed Kingdom. We hope this issue may encourage us to service, devotion, and character, appreciating that the time is growing short for the attainment of our hopes.